Kim, what do you have on tap for the good stuff today?
I have a classic piece by Myra Brooks Welch coming up.
Oh, what's the name of that one?
The Touch of the Master's Hand.
Oh, okay. Dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events with a focus on everything from grains to performance horses. We are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belle Fouche. You can go online at tsln.com to find out more.
And this, of course, is a classic. Sometimes it's fun to listen to the old stuff because it truly is classic for a reason. The Touch of the Master's Hand. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who'll start the bidding for me? $1, $1, now who'll make it two? $2, and who'll make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no?" From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bidding for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going, and gone," said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of a master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune and battered and torn with sin is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once and going twice. He's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of a master's hand. Myra Brooks Welch from 1926.
I have something that's going to make you groan.
Groan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But here it goes. So this old man goes to the wizard and asks him if he can remove a curse that he has been living with for more than 40 years. The wizard says, "Maybe, but you'll have to tell me the exact words that were used to put the curse on you." The old man says, without hesitation, "I now pronounce you man and wife."
Okay, everybody, all together. Oh,
you
Michael.
Can grow. All right. John was on his deathbed and gasped pitifully, "Give me one last request, dear." He said, "Of course, John," his wife said softly. "6 months after I die," he said, "I want you to marry Bob." "But I thought you hated Bob," she said. With his last breath, John said, "I do." These are bad.
These are bad. These are really bad.
One more. A man goes to see the rabbi. "Rabbi, something terrible has happened, and I have to talk to you about it." The rabbi asked, "What's wrong?" The man replied, "My wife is poisoning me." The rabbi, very surprised by this, asks, "How can that be?" The man then pleads, "I'm telling you, I'm certain that she's poisoning me. What should I do?" The rabbi then offers, "Tell you what, let me talk to her. I'll see what I can find out, and I'll let you know." A week later, the rabbi calls the man and says, "Well, I spoke to your wife. I spoke to her on the phone for 3 hours. You want my advice?" The man said, "Yes, yes." And the rabbi replied, "Take the poison."
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I should send you to your room or just laugh.
Just well, you didn't all in fun, folks. Kim will get back at me one of these days.
No. You just read it. You didn't write it. Oh, several weeks ago, coming home from work on a crowded bus, I stood next to a woman and her small son. I asked if she wasn't afraid the little boy would be crushed. "Not at all," she answered. "He bites."
He bites, okay.
Isn't that cute? After writing a speech for class, my daughter asked for input. I listened to her talk about sexually transmitted diseases, then gave my opinion. "It's great," I said. "There's one sentence in particular that I like." "Which one?" "The one where you write, the only way other than abstinence to be sure that you will not contract an STD is to remain in a monotonous relationship."
Oh, good point. Good point.
Kelly sent that to us. Here's one last one. Do we have time?
Not today. Okay, we'll have to save that one. Folks, keep listening to this local radio station, and you might hear another edition of The Good Stuff.